So if you commit an offence, the police will arrest you, take you to the police station, and the police, together with the Crown Prosecution Service, who are the lawyers who act for the government, will decide whether to charge you with the offence. If they charge you with the offence, then you will be brought to the magistrate's court. Now, in the case where the defendant pleads guilty, what this means, in effect, is that the defendant is holding up his hands and saying, yes, I did this, and I do not challenge anything that the prosecution is saying. So in those circumstances, the prosecution lawyer will present the facts of the case. They will tell us what happened, when it happened, the circumstances under which it happened, the effects of the offence, and all those are matters that we listen to and we take into consideration. We then hear of any previous convictions. So is this the first time that the defendant has committed an offence, or is it the latest in a long string of offences, some of which may be very recent? Obviously, those two situations, the difference between them is very crucial and makes an impact on what our sentence eventually will be. The defendant then asks for mitigation. That's either defendant or the lawyer acting for the defendant. So mitigation means that they accept that they did commit the offence, but they would like the court to consider various other factors. So it can be related to the offence itself. For example, they may say, at the time I was very upset, I'd had a row with my girlfriend, I stormed out, I was in a terrible temper, and I kicked the shop window without thinking because I lost my temper. But I didn't mean to do it, and I'm very sorry, and I'm willing to pay compensation to the shop owner. For example, also we might hear about the defendant and his particular background. So we might hear, for example, that this is somebody who has an intractable drug habit. He's been in and out of rehabilitation, trying to kick the habit for a long time. The habit was caused by an abusive childhood, very poor educational record. All these things do not detract from the guilt of the defendant, but they are things which we listen to and we give weight to according to our judgment. So that's what we mean by mitigation. Then here on this side we have the pre-sentence report. If we are considering sending the defendant to prison, or if we are considering placing him under the supervision of the probation service, and I'll speak about that in a moment, then we may require a pre-sentence report. And that is a report that a probation officer will do for us by interviewing the defendant. So he will interview the defendant, find out more about the background of this person, the possible impact that custody or prison might have on that person, and then the report will be brought back to the bench, usually in 3 weeks' time, and we read the report, and then we decide on our sentence. And then finally, either after the pre-sentence report or without the pre-sentence report, depending on the seriousness of the offence, we decide on the sentence. So in that capacity, we're acting as the judge in a Crown Court. We are deciding what penalty the offender should have to suffer for the offence. Right, now, if the defendant pleads not guilty, there's a slightly different function. So here we are. Obviously, if the defendant pleads not guilty, they're disputing the facts as presented by the prosecution or the police. They're saying, no, that is not correct, I did not do this. So in those circumstances, we need to have a trial to decide which side is right. Is the defendant guilty or not guilty? So in that case, we have the prosecution who present their case. So they will tell us the facts as they see it, and they will also present any witnesses that bear out their version of the facts. They could be police officers, they could be bystanders, they could be people who are affected by the offence, but they will all be prosecution witnesses. So they will come into court, the prosecution will question them, and after each questioning by the prosecution, the defence will get up, the defence lawyer will stand, and he then has the opportunity to question the defence, the prosecution witnesses on behalf of the defence. So he will be trying to discredit the witnesses and to introduce doubt and to question them very assiduously and fiercely to find out whether their version is correct or not.